Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here with Music on Records is your little Easter rabbit, Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. Old Long Ears, they call me, and we're all set to play a little bit of Easter music for you and salute with you, if we may please, just the company of each other, the high and holiest day of the Christian calendar, the Easter weekend, which is now upon us. And all over the Christian world, the world today reveres in the memory of Good Friday. And on Easter Sunday, the happiest, heartiest, and holiest of all the Christian days on our calendar. Well, let's begin our show of special Easter music today playing one that is not decidedly Easter, but it certainly is of a pretty texture, done by a fellow named Ivory Joe Hunter, who has contributed much to the scene of American music. And here he is for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, and he sings Empty Arms. Joe Hunter in his wonderful version of a song of his own talents, both singing and in the composing department, called Empty Arms. Well, if you're a mommy or a daddy, you've certainly been blessed with one of the greatest pleasures of all of humanity, that of being a parent and having little youngsters around the house at the Easter holiday. And with the exception of Christmas, I don't suppose that there's a gladder time in the lives of little punks, little moppets, than the Easter season, because this is the season that the little kids can not only play treasure hunt for the Easter eggs, but can also have all the delight of watching the Easter bunnies and the little rabbits with the long ears and the little fluffy tails. Well, now, of course, one of the things that I know that you parents will want to plan for your youngsters, if you're a typical American household, is the hiding of the Easter baskets and the hunt-and-seek that the little kids love to play on Sunday. Let me make a suggestion to you. When you fill up those multicolored baskets with all the eggs and the goodies for the kids, include a couple of packs of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. Because if you do, you're not only adding a very colorful and tasty bit to that basket, but you're also giving those youngsters something that they can enjoy, you know they can enjoy it, and never hurt themselves by that enjoyment. Because Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum is good for them. It's light, wholesome, delicious so that they enjoy it, and yet it never spoils their little appetites. It's good form because the cleansing action of Wrigley Spearmint when they chew will keep their teeth clean and attractive, their gums healthy, and their breath sweet. So why don't you plan to have at least a couple of packs of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum in the Easter baskets you hide around the house. And then all you mommies and daddies will have a real wonderful time on Easter with those kids of yours. Doggone, you're lucky. And I know that your kids are lucky to have you for parents. You make certain it's a real happy Easter for all the little kiddies in your house, your block, in your neighborhood, in your community. We must salute Easter with the traditional playing of Easter Parade. Here is Mr. Perry Como.
In your Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it, you'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade. I'll be all in clover, and when they look you over, I'll be the proudest fella in the Easter parade. On the avenue, Fifth Avenue, the photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rose of gravure. Oh, I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet and of the girl I'm taking to the Easter parade. A sonnet about your Easter bonnet and of the girl I'm taking to the Easter parade.
That's Perry Como with the Easter Parade, and I don't think you could ever play that song or White Christmas without acknowledging the fact that both songs, and strangely and paradoxically enough, written by the same man, Mr. Irving Berlin. Not only are they traditionally greats for the season in which they're played, White Christmas, of course, during the December weeks, and the Easter Parade during the spring, but both songs have become great standards in almost every single year. As a matter of fact, without exception every single year, these become bestsellers on everyone's hit parade. And as we said before, ironically enough, both written by the same talented genius, a man by the name of Irving Berlin, who I suppose, by virtue of these two great songs, has written immortality behind his name for the generations to come. Because I can't conceive of ever a season of Easter coming without featuring the Easter parade, nor Christmas rolling around without White Christmas. Well, as we said before, this is Good Friday throughout the Christian land, and of course it'll be followed by Easter on Sunday. But there is a much more deep and significant meaning to Easter than the Easter baskets, than the kids at play, and the symbol of the little jack-a-bunny or rabbit. And of course, that means, of course, the great religious aspect of Easter. This is a day of prayer and a day of worship. It's not particularly important which temple you choose to go to for your worship, but suffice to say, worship we should. So you select a church of your choice and visit that church. Pay homage to that which has contributed so much to our everyday life, the world of Christianity. And in that spirit, we should like to play now a record recently made by Richard Hayes. This is on the Decca label, And while I do not presume that it'll get a lot of plays at the pop level of disc jockey activity throughout the country, I have found that there is a decidedly great and beautiful story in this song that we play for you now. Here is Richard Hayes with his Decca recording, and a thought that we should all keep, not only this weekend, but in the weeks and the years to come, the meaning and the power of prayer.
Though you know the meaning of sorrow, fill the emptiness of despair, you will find a bright tomorrow if you know the power of prayer. Though your nights be lonely and endless, and you long for someone to care, you will learn you're far from friendless when you find the power of prayer. There is one who is ever near you. Just reach up, he will touch your hand. Speak his name, he will always hear you. Tell him all, he will understand. The meaning of laughter when you find a love you can share, you'll be thankful ever after that you found the power of prayer, that you
Just in closing, I would also like to make brief mention of the fact that for those of our great number of listeners across the country and around the world who have practiced and believed in the religion of Judaism, we should like to say to those people who are now celebrating the Passover season, a happy Pesach. And to all the great Christian friends who might be listening today, we should like to extend to you on this Good Friday, from us to you, from all the Wrigley folks, a blessed and a happy Easter. We'll be seeing you all next week, as we will every week, for Wrigley's Firm and Chewing Gum. Now remember, this is a happy and a glad season for all of us, so let's be real merry. Let's have a lot of fun over the weekend, but if you drive to your friend's home, please drive carefully. And remember, in the Easter baskets on Easter Sunday morning, plenty of good, wholesome, and delicious Wrigley's Firm and Chewing Gum. Till we see you Monday, here's the star of our show, coming in with his three little rabbits. Oh, excuse me, they're five now. Here is Joe Foss.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show, music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure to join Howard Monday at the same time when his guest will be Les Baxter on the CBS Radio Network. WBBM Chicago. See an unusual drama.